It's back. Last night I was at the CNN Election Center for Super Tuesday, and I jolted awake when I heard Rick Santorum say this.
I've said it almost every stump speech I've given. If it wasn't for one particular issue that to me breaks the camel's back with respect to liberty in this country, and that is the issue of Obamacare.
Camel? Now, sure, he was using a popular expression, broke the camel's back, to illustrate his frustration with President Obama's policies, but could the use of camel have been an attempt to seem more presidential? Because you may not realize this, but there is a proud tradition of members of the U.S. administration hanging with camels all over the world. Last year, Vice President Joe Biden got up close and personal with some camels in Mongolia. In 2009, President Obama met some camels while visiting Egypt. First Lady Jackie Kennedy rode a camel in Pakistan in 1962. In 1909, Teddy Roosevelt, see that? Riding camels in the Sudan. In 1897, this is my favorite, a 23-year-old Herbert Hoover went to work for a mining company in Australia. While he was there, he went back and forth to work every day. He commuted by camel. And it goes even further than that. In 1787, George Washington, a huge fan of exotic animals, paid 18 shillings to have a camel brought to his house for Christmas. I mean, Ron Paul, I mean, that's probably got to be like $18 billion in today's dollars, right? Well, look, we've been a two-party country for a long time.